There's nothing you can do.
And there is nothing you can do.
Oh Lord, our eyes are on you.
Oh Lord, our eyes are on you. Be magnified.
Oh Lord, oh my God,
be the man.
Lift your hands and thank you for yesterday. If you know the Lord has touched you, if you know He blessed you, thank Him for yesterday. Appreciate Him. Exalt Him. If there's anything you know He has done in your life, thank Him. Thank Him for the miracle of sleeping and waking. Appreciate Him. Exalt Him. Thank Him for your health. Thank Him for your welfare. Thank Him for everything. Thank Him for the power in the mystery of the anointing. In Jesus' precious name we pray. You're going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I anoint myself today, let your word come to pass in my life. Pray that prayer. Who is it that speaks and come to pass? When the Lord has not commanded, let your words come to pass in my life. Any impediment, any kind of thing, limiting your word in my life, let it be out of the way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and your right and say you're welcome to DP, Special Anointing Service. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. God met Abraham in Genesis 12. If you read from verse 1 to 4, you will see how God met him. He was with his father on his way to Canaan when the Lord spoke to him. He said, I will show you a land. I will bless you and make you a blessing. He had nothing at the time. He was just a wanderer with his family. They had lost their brother. There are many things in their family that were not right until he met God. God changed his life. By Genesis 13, verse 2, the Bible says Abraham was very rich, not just rich. And I'm not talking about livestock. I'm not talking about spiritual riches. He was very rich in livestock, in silver, in gold. And everything anybody needs. He just met God in Genesis 12. The first thing God did in his life was not to make him heal people. The first thing he did was he brought riches to him. I pray you will increase supernaturally. Buy this oil in your hand. Open it. Carry Baba. Put it in front of you. Make sure you don't pour it. Buy this oil. I pray from my heart you will increase supernaturally. You will increase supernaturally. You will increase supernaturally. In the name of Jesus. By Genesis 24, sit down, verse 1. The Bible says, now Abraham, he has moved from Abraham to Abraham, was old. So from Genesis 20 and 13, now he's old. And well advanced in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. I pray in the name of Jesus. By the anointing. By your link with Jesus. By your connection genuinely with the word. And the anointing that is coming upon you here. Today you'll be rich in all things in the name of Jesus. You'll be rich in all things in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 51 verse 2. Isaiah 51 verse 2. Look at Abraham your father. And to Sarah who bore you. For I called him alone. And blessed him. And what did I do to him? I increased him. Please stop seeking for people to just fall down. That's not all there is about the anointing. The intensity of the word, the power, the surge can make you fall down. I'm not saying you can fall down. We see that here. But if you fell down, you don't increase. You just dirtied your clothes. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Anyone under the sound of my voice, you will see increase by the finger of God. 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 Your children will increase. Even your driver will increase. Everything in your home will increase. If you believe it, shout him like fire. In verse 34, you see when Eliezer of Damascus went to choose a wife for Isaac. In verse 34 of Genesis 24. Verse 34 of Genesis 24. He said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master greatly. You can imagine if your driver is telling another driver, ah, I'm the one that lives in this house. He's blessed. He can be forming humble. She can be forming humble. She's blessed. Ah, you see, in this office, the way I don't even know why my dad works. A husband. You can't count 10 people in Abuja. You can't count 10 people in Lagos and not count the husband. He has become great. Weak means he wasn't great before. He has become great. And he has given God, the Lord has blessed him. You know, some people think it's only the work they do that can bless them. Or the city they live in. That, I don't know where you got your theosophy from. The Lord can bless you. You can't convince me. I have many examples in the Bible that apart from what I do, and I work hard, there's no way somebody can have the message I have this morning, 6 a.m. in the morning, if he doesn't work hard. I believe in hard work. I believe in strategy. I believe in excellence. But leave a space for God. That Christians are not doing. Because the secular was designed to take God out. There's a space for God. That's why people can do jazz to have money. It's spiritual. If there's no real, they can't be fake. The Lord has blessed my master. And he has become great. He has given him flocks. Who gave him flocks? God. He has given herd. Who gave him herd? God. He has given silver. Who gave him silver? Who has given gold? He has given male and female servants and camels and donkeys. God did it. God will do your own. I said God will do your own. You see, when I'm preaching, I'm not preaching for you to know what I'm saying. I'm preaching for impartation. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. This shall be your testimony. As you look up to the Lord, and look up to your father, Abraham, and look up to your mother, Sarah, I say in the name of Jesus, if the same thing flows, oil flows down of his fullness, Jesus, have you received grace for grace? Therefore, receive the fullness. Let it be manifesting in your life. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord increase you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Supernatural increase means it doesn't depend on you alone. That's the meaning of supernatural increase. It doesn't depend on you alone. It means God rubs his sovereignty upon a man. His ability is beyond normal. How can people indebted, people discontented begin to fight 3D. And one person killed 20,000. What were the 19,000 people looking at when you were killing them? It's God that makes that happen. I pray in the name of Jesus. From today, your results will not be ordinary. Amen. Your fortune will turn around suddenly. Amen. I know that some pastors deceive. I know that there are anywhere where there's money, there are quacks. But God can increase somebody. And I'm not speaking to everybody. I'm speaking to the people that God has sent me to. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, apart from you working hard, apart from you strategizing, God will increase you. God will increase you. By your encounter this morning, receive increment on every side, receive increase. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Sit down. In Deuteronomy 8:18. Let me start reading from 17. Deuteronomy, dethrone your enemy. Verse 17. Then you say in your heart, you don't say out, my power and my might has given me this wealth. Which means you are not supposed to think like that. People brag all the time on the internet. I'm a self-made woman. No, it's not what the Bible teaches. It's not what the Bible teaches. You're saying your heart, my hand, my power, or my hand has given me this wealth. But you shall remember, verse 18, the Lord your God, it should be your memory. It is he who gives you the ability to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant to you as it is this day, the one he sought to your fathers. Therefore, right where you are listening to me, let the ability to get wealth come upon you. Let the ability to get wealth come upon you. Anybody can mock you and say, ah, is that how people get wealth? Exactly what I'm teaching. God can take you from nowhere and make you somebody. I pray from my heart. This one, I carry you on the wings of my faith. Everyone under the sound of my voice, let your status change. Let your status change. Let your status change. May the Lord bless the work of your hand. When Jacob ran to Laban, he didn't have anything. And he said, Laban, 7 times Laban changed his wages. At the end of the day, said Laban, the ones that are this, take it. The ones that are that, I will take it. And the ones that are speckled were began to give back to play. Because God made it so. Therefore, from today, if you have your heart connected with me, I pray in the name of Jesus, your result will not be ordinary. Any problem you're having at work, let it be solved right now. Any demon in your house, anything you've opened the door for, in the name of Jesus, let it be out of your way right now. A sevenfold amen. Amen. Anybody can mock you. Don't worry. Your mockers will soon bow before your maker. If you are here, make sure your heart is connected. It won't work for you if you don't believe. Deuteronomy chapter 30. You will again obey the voice of the Lord and do all the commandments which I command you to do. In other words, it's not you just saying amen. God will instruct you. Before I get there, have you met Isaac? Isaac was a gentleman. He didn't fight one war. Any small thing, he would just leave people. There was a recession in these days that was different from the recession or the famine that was in the days of Abraham. He wanted to run where everybody was running. He had forgotten that the oil for increase was upon him. What is happening around you, in the name of Jesus, will not touch you. You are under another economy. It won't touch you. And God told him in Genesis 26. Let me read from verse 1. Then I will jump to verse 12. And there was famine in the land. Okay? In the country, in the city, there was famine. That was beside the famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, in Gerar. And God told him in verse 12, because of time. And the Lord appeared to him and told him not to go. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. It is not the sowing, the Lord blessed him. Stretch forth your hands. Everything you do, starting from now, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will bless it. The Lord will bless it. If anybody mistakenly puts your name anywhere, the Lord will bless it. That I speak concerning any interview, anything that will increase you, since that's God's plans for you. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, receive it done. By the finger of God, receive it done. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. In verse 13 of Genesis 26, the Bible says, and the man began to, which means he wasn't prosperous before. He began. When the Lord increased him, he began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. That will be your story.
Amen.
Those are the people in your lineage. I said that will be your story.
Amen.
The oil you carry upon your head, that's what I just described to you. That will be your story.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout him in like fire.
Amen.
In Genesis 30, I want to read from verse 41. Genesis 30. And it came to pass, whenever the livestock, the strong livestock conceived, and Jacob placed the rod before the eyes of the livestock in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. And when the flocks were feeble, he did not put them in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger were Jacob's. Verse 43. Thus the man became exceedingly prosperous, and had large flocks, male and female, servants and camel and donkeys. The Lord increased him. The Lord will increase you. In Genesis 17 verse 1. Genesis 17 verse 1. I want to read two verses to you. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I'm the Almighty. He's the one that introduced. Every other person, they give him a name based on their discovery. He introduced himself as Pantokrator, the many-breasted one. You see a goat with two breasts, seven children, they are struggling to suck. The number of his children are the number of his breasts. Where's your own? I have been going to God, I've never met you. God can relate to you one-on-one, relate to me one-on-one. In the name of Jesus, scarcity has ended in your life. Scarcity has ended in your life. He said, I'm the Lord Almighty. I'm the Almighty God. El Shaddai means more than enough. El Shaddai. Start adding it in your vocabulary. This is a simple thing for El Shaddai. Start adding it. Oh, what you need by December is a simple thing for El Shaddai. He said, walk before me and be blameless. Please, it's important for you to walk before the Lord and be blameless. In verse 2, he says, I will make my covenant between me and you. I will multiply you. Not just multiplicate exceedingly. Did he tell him that he will heal his headache? Healing is for unbelievers. Health is for believers. I will multiply you exceedingly. That's why I'm telling you the truth. Some people think power is when you do this. No, 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 no. Power is when I see results in your life. I pray in the name of Jesus. Ah, I will see results in your life. I said I will see the result in your life. In Deuteronomy 8 that I read to you from verse 11. Deuteronomy 8 from verse 11. The Bible says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his judgment and his statutes which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and you are full, God expects you to eat and he expects you to be full. Lest when you are built beautiful houses. If you build a house, that's not the end. Everywhere work takes you to. Everywhere you desire, you build a house. You also build a house to rent to unbelievers. You will build a house to help people. In the name of Jesus. And you are full. You are full. The next time you are hungry, quote the scripture. And you are full. Some people don't believe it. Just anoint us, let us go. That's why you are where you are. How can somebody who came into Egypt with chains become the prime minister of Egypt? How? And God handed over a city to somebody. And you are there, reading the internet. Saying, this is where I will be. You. How? How? What did God do? He was in Potiphar's and the Lord was with him. He was in the prison and the Lord was with him. In the name of Jesus, what did God call Emmanuel? God with us. Everywhere you go, you will see God with you. I say you will see God with you. If you believe it, shout him like fire. You'll see God's hands with you. Because of time, let me move forward. Let me just jump some things. wherever the carcass is. Matthew 24:28. The eagles gather. Let me show you another version that says, wherever there are dead bodies, vultures gather. You know the reason why poverty is trending in your family? Wherever there's sin. If you like, go into the bush, kill somebody there. Vultures will fly from Port Harcourt and fly there. If you are perpetually in lack, the things affecting people that are not born again are affecting you. Sin is somewhere. There's a man, a ladder, and there are demons. If you address demons, they will go, but they will come back bigger. If you address the man, you are just harassing the man. You can't cast out a man. You can only train the man. Is it rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea? But if you allow the ladder to still be there, they will climb back and be back to the place. So what you need to do is to take out the ladder. Some people, their ladder is anger. Some people is, they're always running from work. Pew, 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 pew. They promoted people. They didn't promote me. I don't know why they didn't promote. They won't promote you because you're not effective. You're always looking at time. 2:30. You close at 3:34. 3, pew, you have gone. And promotion comes. You are expecting for them to remember you. How can they remember you? For some people, it's fornication. It's adultery. I prayed for a lady here. The HOD brought her to me. And I said to her, can you do this for yourself? Take this out. Take this out. Take this out. And she didn't argue with me. She said, okay. She came to me 4 days ago, 5 days ago. After a year. She said, Pastor Bielu, a man invested in my life up to millions. I said, what are you telling me? And the man didn't argue before. Said the man lost his wife. The man is a Christian, attends the Baptist church. I said, if you're my wife, you'll be my wife. Pray about it. And took her to school. She's in University of Abuja right now. And she's doing a business. She told me with her mouth, not what I read. I have flown to places I never thought I would fly to. God changed my life. I said, do you remember the thing? She said, I remember what you told me. And that's the motto of my life. If there's a ladder, you can be prosperous. Anything you're seeing is not what you can afford. So if you say some people will share that man is helping me. That's not the way God helps people. That's not the way. You are doing that because you're walking in fear. From today, in the name of Jesus, you will take out the carcasses and the vultures will go somewhere else. The vultures will go somewhere else. In John 14:20, Jesus said the prince of this world came. He came with a scan and scanned everything and found nothing in Jesus Christ. From today, the prince of this world will scan you and find in you. Some people, they are born again, but when it comes to money, you borrow them money, you're in trouble. They lie like water. Even when they're praying, they lie. Some people is self-pity. Whatever God has put a finger on, take it out. It's 2023, I'm entering. I'm not decreasing, I'm increasing. Therefore, I'm tired of some things. In the name of Jesus, God's will come to pass in your life. I say God's will come to pass in your life. In Psalm 37 verse 22, rise to your feet. We want to declare upon the oil now. Take your oil. And those blessed by him shall inherit the heart. And those cursed by him shall be cut off. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you will inherit the earth. You will inherit the earth. You'll be blessed by him. Blessed be the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's a blessed God. Therefore, if he's blessed, he can bless you. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 107 verse 38 is a scripture I quote a lot. He blesses them also. And they multiply greatly. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the oil, whether you're watching online or you are here physically, I pray in the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you and multiply you greatly. He blessed them in Genesis 1:28 and he said to them. So don't say, can you just say things? The Bible says, whoever wants to speak, should speak as the oracles, as the mouthpiece of God. I pray in the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. I know you are blessed. Remain blessed. Remain blessed. Be multiplied greatly. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Psalm 107 verse 38, he does not allow their cattle to decrease. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, as this oil touches your head and touches everywhere the Lord instructs us for it to touch, you will not go down. I say you will not go down. Can I hear your hymn like fire? In Psalm 13 verse 7. I want to read 7 and 8. Psalm 13. He raises the poor out of the dust. He does it. He raises the poor. You know, sometimes you are so poor. You don't think this message is for you. You are the one I'm sent to this morning. You see, anybody who is doing well can think, okay. He said, that's why he said, don't forget. Everyone that's been looking to God, you've been on a spot, you're looking to God for a job, you're looking up to God for increase, for enlargement, this is a season you will enter into it. Your sins are forgiven. Everything that is an impediment, let them be out of the way. He raises the poor out of the dust, and he lifts the needy out of the hardship. Verse 8, that he may seat him with the princes. With the princes of his people. Have you been in the lift with the prince of Dubai before? Have you gone to a business run by expatriates in Nigeria? They look at you like you are a nobody. Particularly if they don't know who you are. I pray in the name of Jesus, God will set you among princes. And they don't have a choice. God will bring you out of the heap, out of the ashes, and he will set you among princes. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord makes the poor. The Lord makes the rich. What? What? So why will he make you poor? I say, why will he make you poor? He brings low and he lifts up. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, you shall be lifted up. God will respect your faith. Amen. Now, let everything increase. Amen. Let everything increase. Amen. By the finger of God be raised. Amen. By the finger of God be raised. Amen. In the name of Jesus. 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 As the oil touches your head, increase. I asked Bishop Edipo when they took me to his house. I saw a school looking like America. I saw his house, like a governor's house. And I said, sir, I live in a good house. And we have plans to do all that. How did you get here? You know the reply he gave to me? He said, God has not had to remind me of my tithe once. Maybe tomorrow I will share with you on the mystery of tithe. Maybe. Not to take tithe from you. But if you see the devil attacking something, it's because it's important. It's because it's important. You look at your tithe, it's 1 million, and you are paying 20,000, 30,000. He said, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. There may be meat in my house. And test me now with this. The God that says don't test. He said, this one, test me. God tells you, sow there. You say, no. I didn't hear God. I'm not the one you're talking to. You can't enter into this dimension. Therefore, let your faith be respected. Let everything turn around for you. Let your status change right now. particularly those of you that were doing well before and you stopped. Do not let us be weary in well doing, for we will reap if we faint not. Every instruction God has given to you, everything God has told you, may it turn for a testimony. May you not be frustrated. May you not be delayed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Why don't you pray in tongues for a minute? Come on. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Let faith be apparent. Rebaka santari baba baba. Give me the arm. Give me my arm. Roshatari baba baba. Come on, somebody. Pray. Maybe you need healing. Anything that is beyond what I'm teaching. Pray in tongues. Let the Lord lift you up. Raba baba baba baba. Sakatara baba baka santari baba. Every morning, every night, as I anoint myself, bad dreams are over. Anything that is done to me at night, waiting for manifestation, will never come to pass. Anything budgeted that will happen to me in December, anything in my life will be out of my life. In the name of Jesus, decree and declare, every day I'm getting better. Every day I'm getting sweeter. Rabaka shanta ribababa, roboko santoro rebabababa, rakabaka santa ribabababa. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Anoint your head. My horn is exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I'm anointed with fresh oil. Receive fresh oil. Receive fresh oil. In the name of Jesus, anoint your tongue. In the name of Jesus, your mouth has been touched with the coals from his own. In the name of Jesus, begin to, anything you say in God, let it begin to come to pass. Anoint your leg quickly. You don't have to pull off your shoe. Just have a point of contact. Everywhere you go, you will see prosperity. The Lord will lead you right. It is well with you. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.